Anna Zinisovska, you're here for the first time. Have I got your name right there, Anna?
Anya.
Anya. My pronunciation of Belarusian is not very good at all. Anna, where do you live?
I'm from Belarus. I live in Gomel. My city is very beautiful and nice.
Is that a big town, Gomel?
Oh, yeah. Gomel is the second largest after the Minsk. And Minsk is the capital of Belarus.
And have you got any brothers or sisters in Gomel?
I haven't got brother and sister, but I have a good little cousin sister, Alina. She's very pretty and nice.
What have you been doing since you've been in England?
We've been in the North Sea, go to the bowling pottery.
It sounds like you've been very busy already, and you're looking forward to doing other things as well?
Yeah. don't press you.
And do you like England so far?
Oh, yeah. We haven't spent the only week in England, and I feel in love with this country. It is very beautiful and magical. I think England will stay forever in my heart.
That's fantastic. You're very, very welcome here, Anja. Dziękuję.
Dziękuję.
Alessia, you're the translator for the children. Is this your first time to England?
Yes. I try to translate to my children, and yes, it's my first time in Britain.
The languages are so different. I've struggled with just a few words of Belarusian, and I'm quite ashamed that I'm really struggling. So to be so fluent in English is really quite impressive.
I remind all my words only when I speak to somebody.
So it's your first time in England, and you only arrived during the week with the children. How are the children finding things here so far?
They're happy to stay here, and somebody happy to spend time with their hosting families, because these people are very lovely. Yeah.
Do you live in Gomel yourself?
Yeah. I want to say thank you for all people who organized this adventure for me, for the doctor, and for all our children, because it's a magic chance to stay in Britain and to see another life, which different from our life. And I know that it's very big, responsible, and thank you. Well, thank you. I can do. It's only thank you to them.
Alicia, dziękuję.
Nie ma za co.
Gaina Manthorpe, you're the program organizer. It's quite a packed program during the month, isn't it?
It's a full program. We have activities every day, Monday to Friday, and a very varied program as well, starting a little bit gentle and then building up as the children get a little bit stronger and are more eager to do things. And we rely on people to donate their time, their activities, to give us a good month's fun.
And the emphasis, I guess, is on having fun for the children.
Absolutely. It's meant to be a fun-packed month. Unfortunately, they do go to the dentist and the doctor. Not so much fun. But apart from that, everything they do is great, and they just love it.
A lot of it is based in Essex.
Everything is based in Essex, apart from the 2 days we're going to London. London will be a sightseeing day, a full day, probably about 12-hour day. And the second time we go, we're going to see the Lion King, which somebody has kindly bought the tickets for them for.
I guess if you had to pay for all those things, it would cost quite a lot. So you're really relying on people's goodwill and the goodwill of businesses as well.
If we didn't have the goodwill of businesses and local people, we just wouldn't be able to do this. The trips alone would be astronomical. The people here are very, very generous, and enables us to carry this month out.
I can see the children here this evening. They've only been here a few days, and they're not in the best of health, as we've been hearing. But they're full of energy, and I have to say, looking at the programme they've got for the next month, I'd be absolutely worn out by the end of it. They must go home pretty shattered.
They do go home very tired, and at the moment, this week, when they've been on the minibus, they've been asleep a lot of the time, which is quite peaceful. But that I'm sure, with lots of food, and they are eating really, really well, that they're going to build their stamina up, so they'll get better as they go along.
And it really is the holiday of a lifetime for them, isn't it?
It is the holiday of a lifetime. They will never be able to come to England as part of the Chernobyl Children's Lifeline again. That is one of the conditions. They're only allowed to come once. And they will have photos, DVDs to remember it by, and booklets, and it will be a holiday of a lifetime. They will never forget it.
Are you still in touch with any of the children who've been over from Belarus and Ukraine from previous years?
Yes, my husband and I, yes, we're both still in touch with some of the children from Belarus, and one boy in particular from Ukraine. We have contact with him on a regular basis.
Because you and your husband, Alistair, have hosted in the past, and this is something that you're looking for next year, I guess. You're already thinking ahead to next year's holiday?
Yes, we're thinking about next year's holiday. We've already decided on the date. They'll be arriving on the 14th of June, and we know we already need two host families. And each host family will have two children, two girls or two boys, for the month. So anyone who is able to host them, you know, we would welcome them to inquire.
And where do they need to be living?
Ideally in the Billericay area, but if they're just outside Billericay and the host family can bring them into Billericay each morning and then pick them up each evening, then that would be fine as well.
And ideally, are you looking for people with children themselves?
It doesn't really matter, because Alistair and I haven't got any children at home now, and we've been doing it for 8 years. So I think if you've got children, probably it is easier, because they play with each other, whereas if you haven't got children, they look to you to play with them.
And I can only imagine that it must be incredibly rewarding, a real commitment to look after two children for a whole month, but the rewards must far outweigh the energy that goes into that.
It is very rewarding, but that's not what we do it for. What we do it is to give the children the holiday of a lifetime and to improve their health while they're here.
Because it really does make a difference.
It does make a difference, and we will notice a difference in these children by the end of the month, and we've noticed a difference already within a week.
Gaynor, thank you.